Buckle up, Sydney.
This is Drive with Joel and Fletch on 1170 SEN, bringing you home.
Thanks to Blundstone Boots. Get back to work like a boss. Buy Blundstone for a chance to win $150K.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another week. Roll call, Fletcher.
I'm here.
Gibbo.
I'm here.
Brooks. Where's Brooks?
Oh, he's back. I know he's back from his wedding.
Mm.
He's somewhere in the office.
How's the weekend, boys?
Well, I broke. This was the dam. It's open. So I went down to the new Barangaroo Casino.
It's outstanding,
very
isn't it?
Flash.
Mm.
No, obviously no gaming.
Yep.
Here he is, Brooksy.
Hey, how are you, gents?
Going good.
How are you, Brooks?
Very well, very well.
How was the wedding?
It was great.
Singles table, you mentioned.
Yeah, were you on the singles table?
There wasn't too many singles there, so there wasn't a table.
Right.
There was five long tables of 30 people, so 150 attendants. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Great part of the world.
Down in Melbourne.
Victoria, yeah.
Victoria.
Right at the end of the Mornington Peninsula.
Mm.
Beautiful. Good golf courses down there. Great you know course. the urban myth about the guy that gets up for his speech, the groom?
Oh, yes.
And he says, check underneath your seats, and there's photos of his wife and the best man. Have you heard that?
No.
You know that story.
Oh, as if it's legit.
Well.
So he gets them there.
It's an urban. He gets them, goes through the whole wedding. And because it's within 24 hours, they can annul it. But he gets up and says, g'day everyone, this is my speech. Just want to bring your attention to underneath your seat. And underneath the seat was a photo of the best man and his bride caught in some sort of
precarious
situation. I think it's an urban myth, but it's a cracking story.
Great story.
He went around every chair
and stuck
a photo.
Yep.
That's good.
And he knew for 6 months.
But you know what's funny about, so probably because everyone gets married so young, but what's the strike rate of successful marriage? Is it 50%?
No, it's now it's 48% because 52% are getting divorced.
Right.
It used to be 50-50 for a long time.
And 50% in this room are married. And I tell you what, imagine if somebody was selling you something, right? They're selling you an iPhone. And they said, here you go, sir. And we can guarantee that it's going to work 50% of the time.
Yeah.
How many would it get sold?
I reckon that's a good ratio for iPhones.
Yeah.
Seriously, none of them last the 2 years. Okay.
What? This is mine up to the fourth.
There goes the Apple sponsorship.
One. 4 years.
Actually, just on sponsorship, are you aware of this? I was speaking to the sponsorship team.
No. How is the sponsor team?
Yeah. He sponsored. Brooksy's got his own sponsorship. And you've said nothing.
What?
I know, I was keeping it.
What?
Keeping it low key.
Hang on. What's your sponsorship?
Four Pints. The real characters.
So they approached you and said.
Not directly.
Through the sponsor.
Okay, I'm going on protest. I'm getting off the source again for another month.
The way I felt this morning, I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
I got too excited. Tequila shots. I thought I was talking to Idris Elba. But he's in Sydney, and I was talking to this fella, and then he had an American accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brooksy told me, he goes, that's on him. He's got an English accent. Well, these actors, he could have been putting it on.
He was Stringer Bell in The Wire. I didn't know he was English when I first watched The Wire because he's so good.
Mm.
Yeah, some actors can pull it off. One actor that can't.
Love Fisher.
Jared Butler.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a Jared Butler man. The ladies love him.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, g'day, Gibbo.
G'day, boys.
Good segue.
Not sure about the ladies, but hey, it's good.
Hey, you, my friend, I was, if you saw a horse in the mounting yard and you wanted to back it, I wanted to back you last week. You just had that, you're bowling.
Yeah.
And you just knew you were going to get a stack. How'd you go?
Yeah, I took four on the weekend, which was pretty good. I knew, I was feeling it too.
Yeah.
Like we smashed them. We bowled them out twice. In the second innings, I just said, boys, I'm going to take a few here. Like, I'm feeling good.
Put me in, coach.
Put me in, and I was in, so it was great.
Yeah. How'd you get him?
I got two clean bowled at off stump, and it was their best batter, and then I got their number three nicked behind. And so it was really nice because I didn't get on the beers on Friday. Well, not too much.
Yeah.
And so I felt good. It was
That's
weird.
Good.
Short of a good length. I've been telling him for 6 months. He's bowling too full.
Yeah.
Just short
You're
of
back.
A good length.
You're back.
Bang.
I am back,
in the
yes.
crease.
Thanks.
Can I tell you about my trip to Wagga?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, mate. Firstly, New South Wales Touch, round of applause. It's one of the most professional events you'll ever see. Our weekend was flying. The girls were going great. Their teams were overachieving. The boys both undefeated. And in the space of 45 minutes, this happens. We take on Orange. And when you're watching the young kids warm up, you can pretty quickly work out who the trump card is. Generally, they're in the middle. You watch a couple of passes and you go, righto, that's the best player. So I'm watching this number 24 for Orange, and I knew he was going to be a big headache. And I said, righto, boys, see that 24? I want every single run at him. I need that kid that tired, and it's all working,
good
right?
Tactic.
It's all working, and he's puffed, and he's probably the best kid in the state. Anyway, he's got this bomb of a left-to-right pass, and we're cramming up our left side so that to negate that pass. We've got him pretty much well held for most of the game, right? There is one play left in the game, and he goes, poof. They beat us on the bell, undefeated the whole way, and this little gun just goes, the champs, they just get it done, don't they?
Don't knock a champ.
No, well done, young fella. I don't know what his name is. We get a lot of listeners from Orange, so this young kid in the 12s, he's a young superstar. Congratulations. Congratulations to Penrith. They won the, I suppose you'd call it the state club championship, so well done to them.
Could that be an omen?
Could it be an omen?
Could it be an omen? Who was the most dominant club?
Penrith.
Overall for girls as well.
Yeah, that's Penrith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, across the board.
Is that Penrith?
I've told you four times.
A Penrith, B Penrith, yeah. C Penrith, D all of the above.
Yes. And so that happened. So we got our hearts broken. We're gone. Ta-ta, Tatiana. So then the youngest of our four kids is playing, and they're just dominating the tournament, right? And they're now on their way to the grand final. They've just got to finish the game. The young bloke goes for a dive, hyper-extended elbow.
Mm.
Next thing you know, we're laying down with him. There's no breaks, thankfully. They've cleared all that. Laying down with him in immense pain on the field. They had to move the rest of the game to another field. He couldn't move. Ambulance comes, right? And the whole time, you're just thinking, where's that bloody green whistle?
Yeah.
How good's the green whistle?
I can't believe so. There wasn't an ambulance on site.
No,
or
St John's. It's probably a learning for next year that it might be good to have. Maybe you can't resource. I don't know, but it was a wonderfully run tournament. I ran into a lot of former players that you know, Fletch.
Yeah,
Simon Benetti was out there.
One of the greats.
Yes, I didn't see Simon Benetti, but I understand he was there.
Yeah,
lives out at Griffith.
He's flying down there. He's got two farms.
Spud Elford, Shane Elford.
Yep.
Stevie Turner. Won a couple of premierships with the Storm. Nathan Fien, who did a great job with the Wollongong side. Crossy was there, your man Ryan Cross. Dave Barnhill, his pub, William Farrow Hotel. Best cutlets in Australia, doused in gravy. Shane Flanagan was there, spotted in the pub.
Oh.
He was there, Flano. Andrew Pearce. Did you play against Andrew Pearce?
Yeah, Cronulla, back rower.
So Andrew Pearce, right? He does this great impersonation of Childs. Who's the singer, Childs? It'll come
Tony Child.
Tony Child.
Oh, the voice. It's got a unique voice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to say
goodbye. And he does his wonderful impersonation, right? So I said to Piercy and Stevie Turner and that were there, and I said, Big Show was there, Brooksy. And I said, what made you retire, Piercy? He said, mate, Johnny Lang sent me out, right? And he said, I've got this busted knee and I'm using this horse ointment just to get me on the field. And I'm walking over with a replacement card. He's quite the character. Anyway, he's hobbling towards the touchline where the touchy's there. And the touchy looks him down, up and down. He said, mate, are you coming off or going on? He said, nah, I'm done. Oh, that was it. But your horse, Conrad.
Oh, Conrad. This could be the one.
Mm.
I've had many horses and I've had many, many disappointments. But this looked all right.
Yeah.
Because it was up against that hot pot, Forbes.
Forbes, yes.
Forbes, it needed to win. They were talking about it was going to be a slipper horse. It needed to win. Conrad just went boost.
Do you reckon Forbes cost it the win?
Well, J-Mac was on board, and he, after, you know, you get the video for all the owners.
Yep.
And he said the same thing. He said, look, he just thought that Forbes came up on the outside. And he thought, I'll get in the back of him because he said, I'll get the leader. But Forbes went backwards. So then he just got held up at the start of the straight.
But you must be pumped.
Pumped. Yeah. I just want one winner in Sydney so I can just wear that sash.
Brooksy's got a share. You know, he didn't tell us about the sponsorship. He's got a share in a horse called Luna Fox.
Oh, what about that? What about that? How did we pick that? That was a moral. Tell what the first four.
Well, won the same race last year, didn't it? Or one of the races on the same day, I think.
Same day.
Yeah.
See the first four?
Million?
976,000.
Wow. We're at the pub at the William Farrow Hotel. This thing storms on the outside. Everyone was on Tagaloa.
Yeah.
Right? And this bloke yells out, anyone else in the quaddy? It just knocked the whole world out, didn't it?
Yeah. Did anyone back Luna Fox?
No. What's some of the great upsets? Like, obviously, Stephen Bradbury, but what are some of the most unremarkable wins?
Leicester.
Well, remarkable wins.
Mm, we talk about them all the time. I tell you, we had one personal. We were getting beat. This was going to be my last game of rugby league ever. We're playing at Bulls, Bradford Bulls at Odsall. And we were getting beat 30-4.
Yep.
Anyway, second half, Sammy Burgess was playing, young Sammy Burgess.
Yep.
And basically giving it to us, going, oh, get ready for Mad Monday. This was going to be my last game because I was retiring.
Yep.
Anyway, T. Barrett just went on this roll. We ended up winning 32-30.
Wow.
Because at Odsall's, have you ever played it when the fog comes in?
Yes.
So the fog, it's like you're playing, you can't see anything else. It's just above your head. So it's like playing in an underground car park.
It's unbelievable.
It's a weird place.
You just reminded me of something too. I was in the hospital and the 12 girls for Cronulla were in the final and I rang one of the guys at the field and I said, mate, how are the 12 girls going? He said, oh, no, mate, they're done. They're down by 2.5 tries because you get an extra point for scoring the first try. He said, they've got to score 3 tries in 4 minutes. They're gone. So later on in the hospital, I've sent B, who's the coach. I said, oh, bad luck, B. It's an amazing effort just to get to the grand final.
Arthur.
Yeah. They won. They scored 3 tries in 4 minutes and won the state cup.
So what happens now when you win the state cup? Is there an international? Australian.
They then go on to pick like a regional teams. For example, Bankstown, Cronulla, St George, and Roosters would be one team.
Okay.
You know,
but there's internationals.
Yeah, I suppose when you get older, I don't think at this age group, but when you get older, for sure.
Mogadishu, pretty good, handy there, I reckon.
Oh, Mogadishu, exactly
Mogadishu,
right.
Mogadishu, they're big improvers. No more minnows.
No.
What is a minnow? What does minnow mean?
Like it's diminutive, small sort of thing, isn't it, Brooksy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fledgling.
Fledgling. Yeah,
you
that's
know what else? Sorry, about
Brian
my
Fledgling.
Trip. Have you guys ever been to a recovery session the next day after a wedding?
No. It's the rage, isn't it?
There's no recovery.
Right. You know what this is up with? Those stupid gender reveal parties.
Oh.
Leave me out of that. And this, I don't want to hear this, Brooksy.
No, you would love it, Fletch. It is just an attachment of the wedding where everyone ramps it up again for a second day.
Ramp it up.
We were at the pub for 12 hours.
Doing
it
what?
Just drinking, talking, and congratulating the bride and groom for about every hour.
Was it better than the wedding?
It's up there. Like it is. It's a bit more relaxed. Everyone's in their civvies.
My wedding, I just wanted to get out of there and not see anyone. I wanted to do the wedding, then go on my honeymoon.
But is that the tough thing because it's so official? Everyone organises like a more relaxed party afterwards so they can get around and talk to everyone, whereas a wedding, it's like you've got 3:13 individually.
Yeah.
So you sort of just keep moving on. There's speeches, there's meals, there's dancing, there's cakes.
Mm. But was there any drama at the wedding?
No dramas.
Because I was in Wigan again. This is another Wigan story. And we were having lunch, having dinner at some... It was like a function centre. Anyway, out in the car park, we hear an argument going on. Out comes the bride, all in her, because it was a big function centre. Bride comes out with the groom and what I thought must have been a best man. Anyway, the bride or the groom comes out hurling abuse. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, the groom just goes, boom, knocks him, drops him. I've never seen anything like it out in the car park.
Wow.
She's screaming. There's always a drama. No drama.
No, everything was very smooth. Like, you know, there's sometimes dramas at the table with the whole alternate servings.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah,
chicken and the beef or the salmon
and
the prawns or whatever. But everyone got a taste of everything. It was good.
Yeah, okay.
If you've had a great wedding story, jump on the line. 1300 01 1170. Love to hear that. Just before we hit the break, Fletch, thanks to the Man Shake. Lose weight easy with the Man Shake. Around the grounds we go. 97 on the dot IM and going south. How are you going?
113.
Yep.
But I really give it to myself yesterday. And you know what else I had?
And then had a few
today?
Drinks.
Today I went and got a chicken burger.
Here we go. Is that your go-to?
And a passione, when I'm hung.
Yeah.
And croquettes with a heap of chili on it.
What's your go-to, Gibbo?
KFC for sure. KFC. I think a Starker box upsize.
All day. Brooks?
Mine's pizza and orange and mango Schweppes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mind your go there, Brooksy.
In the day. So get up. That's your hungover cure.
Oh, no, that's something that I just look forward to at the night. Yeah, there's burgers, there's KFC, whatever you need to get through the day. But you've got to set up the dinner, right? That's the most important part.
Well, I'm going to get tired tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get a little bit of bad tie, a bit of bad see
you. Jerry, Jerry.
See you too, Jerry, Jerry. That's thanks to the Man Shake. Lose weight easy with the Man Shake. Coming up on the show, Nick Davis, the former Swans great. Billy Moore will check in with him. And part of the furniture, Shawnee Omrod from Sportsbet. Stay with us right here. It's Drive with Joel and Fletch.